Pushkin.
People's intuitions are that that can't be right, and so or that it can't be taken seriously. So, Malcolm, you've got to get people to take it seriously. If people...
I take it seriously. I don't think this is wacky at all. I read this and I'm thinking, this is dead serious.
I'm Malcolm Gladwell, here to tell you about Season 3 of Revisionist History from Panoply, where I get dead serious.
School children being poisoned by one of the biggest symbols of our modern food. And so that was really the sort of the cherry on that rotten cake.
This season, I want to talk about mass delusion. Because when you're deluded, you don't know you're deluded. You can't be reminded or educated. You're oblivious.
And then the ranking minority member gets up and basically says, take your lying data and go home, because we know what the truth is. We're being invaded and we've got to stop this.
We'll meet the victims of mass hysteria and a hero who sets things right.
She is a mix of Joan of Arc, Madame Curie, and Florence Nightingale.
But if you've listened to the first two seasons of Revisionist History, you'll know that I can't stay serious for long.
One of the many weird things with that story is the notion that you are an OSS officer in Munich and you bring along a famous harmonica player.
What's strange about that? It's kind of like a ride-along, you know? Like Kevin Hart and Ice Cube.
Revisionist History, Season 3. Join me for the ride-along.
And you're like, don't you know this is the safest time to get on an airplane?
I can be really quite condescending, it turns out.
It's my favorite thing about you.
Revisionist History, because sometimes the past deserves a second chance. Season 3 launches May 17th on Panoply. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen.